Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Vitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Vitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Vitucci & Associates and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal.
Pat Vitucci says, don't invest and forget. Invest and forget. Invest and forget.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Vitucci of Vitucci & Associates. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management, with special emphasis on retirement planning.
The head of one of the nation's largest banks expects to see only a slight recession ahead. Housing starts down slightly in March as foreclosure rates tick upwards, and New York City wins the title of priciest city in the U.S. But don't be jealous, fellow Californians. San Francisco ranked third most expensive, and our state took 5 of the top 10 most expensive cities overall. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that every single week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, 30-plus year financial manager and best-selling author Pat Vitucci, along with our own Don't Invest and Forget man on the street, Charlie Cowain, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, the signals coming out of Wall Street, even D.C., continue to be a bit on the mixed side. Some earning reports really healthy. In fact, even as we've heard some of the gloom and doom over the recent financial troubles of banks like First Republic, Signature, and, of course, Silicon Valley, nevertheless, the major banks, B of A, Wells Fargo, reporting really healthy Q1 returns. Overall, while there's some hiccups in the economy and we're starting to see a bit of an uptick when it comes to layoffs, nevertheless, it seems to be far more resilient and less significantly recessionary than we had initially thought going into the year.
Yeah, Craig, there's always a whole complex issue of tracking trends and patterns. And in our discussion each week for over 30 years now, we try and identify some of the underpinnings that our listeners should kind of listen to and track. In our opinion, these are very subtle signals that frequently, not always, frequently dictate where our listeners should be investing their money. So the technical term is sector rotation. We're getting out of one area of the economy, moving to another area of the economy. And the goal for our discussion each week is really to educate and inform our listening audience about some of these very subtle trends, have a mindset that clearly suggests there's a pattern of economic cyclicality that needs to be paid attention to, and therefore adjusting potentially where your portfolio is concentrated. So, for example, this week we are reporting a 22% increase in foreclosures. Why? Because a lot of people several years ago bought what are called adjustable mortgages. And you'll recall less than a year ago, we had mortgage rates, adjustables, in the 2% range. Well, when that matures and the time frame is up and now you've got to adjust to current thinking, they're now in the 6 to 7% range. Well, guess what? Your mortgage payment radically changes, and not surprisingly, we're seeing a 22% increase in foreclosures. And so these are very subtle issues that affect the economy, and real estate is certainly something we focus on. Ideally, we all need someplace to live. The cost of living in your town or my town has a direct impact on affordability, and we know inflation, generally speaking, has been off the charts. Yes, it's improved. Not only is your mortgage payment going up, but now it's $125 to fill your car with fuel, and the price of food, we all know, is off the charts. So you compound all those things together, and suddenly you say, oh my gosh, I can't make it. There's more days in a month, and I ran out of money. Certainly in the Bay Area, you pointed out in the opening comments, one of the priciest areas in the country. Certainly New York, not surprisingly, is the priciest. Honolulu came in second. San Francisco came in third. And in the top 10, there are five other California cities. Yes, it's a beautiful part of the country, and we pay for that beauty. And there's a sun tax, S-U-N, sun tax, because it's sunny and beautiful most of the time. And so the cost of paying for this, with all this bounty and wonderful living, gets to be pretty darn pricey.
I was just thinking, when you were talking about the mortgage, back when people would have had an adjustable mortgage, and then all of a sudden it comes due, and you've got to get out there and look at 6 or 7%, you could very easily be doubling the cost of your mortgage. It's, you know, that's where a big problems come in. That's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, and then compound the fuel and food, and before you know it, it becomes a really big mountain to climb. Interestingly, we had two leaders in the banking industry recently come out with very different prognostications. Brian Moynihan, B of A president, said he believes we're going to have a relatively mild recession. He thinks we will have a soft landing and just a mild downturn. Jamie Dimon had a very different view. His suggestion is we're coming in with a crash landing. And so we've got to look at these issues and try and ascertain who's right on this. Either way, we know the cost of living has gone up quite a bit, and we've got to adjust our spending patterns, maybe go out to dinner less, et cetera, et cetera. So we've got to look at all these variables. And then we turn to the real estate world, where, frankly, there are a lot of buyers and few sellers. Guess what? 70% of mortgage holders today have a mortgage of 4% or less. Well, you're not going to sell your home with a 3 or 4% mortgage rate and volunteer to pay 6 or 7 unless you have a health issue, transferring to a different city, you change jobs, all those other issues that are kind of out of your control. But you're not going to volunteer if things are going just okay. You're not going to volunteer to sell your home with a 3 or 4% rate and go to 6 or 7. And so the real estate market is kind of driving a lot of the cycles that we're experiencing. And then you look at crime. Walmart, kind of the stalwart bellwether of the retail world, are closing 20 stores, laying off hundreds of people. Guess what? Because of crime, their theft rate is off the charts, and local governments are unwilling to prosecute these folks. There's a Whole Foods right on Market across from the theater there. Just opened up within the year, they're closing because they can't afford to cover the crime rate. So we've got some integral patterns of behavior that are trickling down to the work environment and having a direct impact on the economy. Look at Chicago last weekend, rioting and melees of crime, and you're not going to have businesses sticking around. You're not going to have people sticking around. They're going to move to a lesser crime area and moving out because they're sick and tired of being knocked over the head in broad daylight, and there are no consequences for these folks.
Pat, I'm curious, from the standpoint of the impact on real estate, we know one of the issues in larger communities like the San Francisco Bay Area, housing access and housing affordability are big issues. We began to see a lot of this urban flight during COVID when people were saying, well, gee, if I get to work from home, I'd like to work from a home in an area that's a lot quieter, a lot less expensive. We saw certainly massive exodus out of cities like San Francisco for a lot of the factors, including what you've been mentioning, the crime rate, the cost of living, the traffic, et cetera, et cetera. If these trends nationally continue in big cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, where the crime rate is so problematic that even major retailers like Whole Foods say, that's it, we're done, Walmart, we're closing stores, would you anticipate seeing more and more people moving to rural areas, quieter towns, and as a result, a lot of this put pressure on real estate and especially housing starts in these bigger communities? Because let's face it, less occupants, less demand for housing, less demand for housing, less construction.
There's no question. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out. People are going to vote with their feet, and they're going to say, I am out of here. Now, the whole issue of working from home, I think there's been a reversal of that pattern, and Silicon Valley in particular saying, okay, guys, everybody back to work. I think companies are figuring out the whole issue of connectivity. When you don't connect with your fellow workers, there's no discussion at the water cooler about how to solve a problem, and you don't get that cross current of enthusiasm. Profitability gets affected. So I think the whole issue of connectivity was missing in this remote work idea. We tried that experiment because we had to because of COVID, but we're getting everybody back to work.
Talk a bit about the Bay Area economy for a moment, Pat, if we can, particularly as it relates to retirees, people planning for retirement, cost of living, of course, always a major consideration as we've seen such a significant uptick in inflation over the last 12 to 24 months. I'm curious, as we look at some of the layoffs in the tech sector, I mean, for example, Meta cut 10,000 employees at the beginning of the year. In February, there was a second round of layoffs with another 11,000, totaling 21,000 fewer jobs. Same thing has happened at Twitter. Now, just yesterday, a memo from Meta was leaked that there's going to be an announcement soon of another 5,000 workers being cut from Meta / Facebook. Is any of this signify a canary in the mine in terms of what this may bode for the health of the economy here in the San Francisco Bay Area? And if so, what are the potential consequences for people living on a fixed income, retirees?
There's no question. These very subtle announcements translate into some months down the road to a pattern of issues, whether it's more homes for sale, less people being able to afford to buy those homes. So it kind of snowballs into a mountain of evidence that the whole collection of these very subtle issues turns into a fairly dramatic pattern of issues that full steam ahead. And it's pretty hard to reverse that if our leaders in charge fail to understand and have less arrogance about how wonderful it is to live around here. It becomes apparent to watch the number of people leaving California. And so until somebody fully understands and takes steps to reverse those trends by taking collaborative action to combat some of these issues, I think that those patterns of behavior will just exacerbate and just get worse and worse. And failure to do that results in some irreversibility of people's actions.
Pat, you've said so people can go into Walmart, fill up their shopping cart, and wheel it out the door, and nobody may prosecute them because it's too much trouble?
I don't know the exact number, but it's something like up to $750. And these large corporations are unwilling to prosecute. Companies have told their employees, do not engage in somebody stealing. Sadly, this past week, a Home Depot employee stopped somebody from stealing. Sadly, the Home Depot employee was killed. Your first reaction is to stop the theft of a company that pays you well, and you're proud to work for that company. This gentleman ignored company policy and reacted as perhaps you or I would also, and it cost him his life. And so we see more and more of this. We saw 50 kids walk into a 7-Eleven and raid the whole place and steal whatever they wanted. I think that was in Chicago this past week. So we're seeing, you know, this large-scale taking over towns, and until we step up and start to prosecute, have consequences for these folks. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Pat, I want to pivot to a companion topic related to this, and that is that for many folks that are now anticipating retirement around the corner, they may be considering moving out of a major metropolitan city or an area like San Francisco. Perhaps it's to be closer to family. Perhaps it's because they're trying to reduce their expenditures in retirement, or they feel as if they're being forced out for all the points that we've been discussing, crime and things of that sort. Is there any sort of a sense of direction in terms of What needs to go into that decision-making process? Couple decides, that's it, we're retiring, we're fed up, we're selling the expensive 2x4s, we're moving to XYZ city. Some of the considerations that they need to keep in mind, because we know oftentimes retirees will go someplace on vacation, think, wow, isn't this great? Go home, sell the house, move, and then 6 months later, determined that they've made a terrible mistake, and now they decide they want to move back home and can't because of a variety of factors, including the cost of housing in that area. What are some of the points, the decision points, that people need to be looking at as they consider relocating in retirement?
Yeah, we get that whole scenario you just described a lot more frequently than you would think. I think the first step is take an honest, and I mean an honest inventory of your assets and your liabilities. And we do that every day of the week in any one of our Bay Area offices. We do it via Zoom calls or even a telephone call. After an hour of taking an honest inventory of assets and liabilities, and most importantly, cash flow. Cash flow is important. It doesn't matter if you own a $5 million house, what's your cash flow look like to support that $5 million house and your lifestyle? So you look at assets, liabilities, and cash flow, and it's a real honest evaluation. After an hour, you get a real good sense of, can you retire, first of all, and can you stay in that expensive home, or do you have to move to a lesser cost area? And then the question is, do you buy or do you rent for a year? As you mentioned, to get a feel for the community. Is it someplace I'm comfortable living? We all want to go on vacation and move to Hawaii. And then you get there and you get rock fever and you say, my gosh, I have to get off this island. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I think the average people who move to Hawaii last 1 year, and something like 75% move back to where they came from. So you're right. You've got to get a sense, because it's a great spot on vacation, you're in vacation mode, and you know, your whole mindset is different as opposed to living there. Really take an honest evaluation of not only the numbers, but then your lifestyle issue. You know, is this place you want to live? You're going to miss your children, you're going to miss your friends. So all those things tie into a decision. So these are very complex issues. We've been doing this for over 30 years. If you'd like to sit with any one of our financial advisory team members, we'd be glad to review, again, not only the numbers, but the potential choices, the place you want to move to, with your cash flow, support that. We enjoy meeting with you.
And so to schedule your appointment for that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review in any of the Bay Area offices of Proxy, you can certainly call 888-PLAN-WISE, that's 888-PLANWISE, or easier still, schedule your appointment online by going to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. This appointment, again without cost or obligation, will give you a better understanding as to where you are today, how your progress is toward retirement, and whether or not, in fact, your strategy is on track. To schedule that appointment, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of Bay Area offices of Fitucci & Associates near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Fitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Fitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fitucci & Associates, and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.